Music for two pianos. Why is that so difficult to play?
You know, no two pianists approach the instrument in the same way. And by that, I mean literally the approach of the finger to the key. And that means that no two pianists actually play at exactly the same speed of sound production. And that makes it very difficult for two pianists to play together. You look at each other and you think you're reading somebody's cue and you're translating it into your instrument. And turns out you're just that much faster at coming down and having the hammer strike the string, or you're that much slower, or you cushion a little bit more in this place. And of course, there's the issue of pedaling, and there's the issue of matching sounds or not matching sounds. You know, how much do you want to blend with the other pianist, and how much do you want to stand out from the other pianist?
How do you perform effectively together if you can't see your partner's hands, especially when there's not even a conductor involved?
On some level, it's better not to be able to see the hands, because the hands can be misleading, because the other person's technique may not be like yours, and you may misread their hands. But the other side of that is, I always find when two pianos play together, you could barely see the top of the other pianist's forehead over the music rack. And so, in fact, when we first arrived in Seattle, I went to the stage manager and I said, would it be possible to build us some music stands that we could put inside the piano that would be angled enough for us to see them, but wouldn't at all block our views of each other? And this guy was incredible. Within 10 minutes, he came back with two beautifully fashioned stands that we put inside the piano that, in fact, I now travel around the country with. And we were able to see each other, and we were able to have all of that communication, which was so wonderful. And I really think Steinway needs to patent, you know, the see-through music desk. I don't see why they haven't done this yet. But I'll let you know when I make my millions off of it.
So is there much music written for two pianos? And what pieces are you especially fond of?
There's a lot of great repertoire for two pianos. I mean, it's so much fun to make, you know, four hands work on the keyboard. The piano is such an orchestral instrument as it is. It's such a chameleon. It can be anything it wants to be. And having two at the same time is even more miraculous. I have a number of real favorites to play. One is actually the Mozart D major sonata for two pianos. I've always found that to be just an absolutely ingenious, clever way of using the two instruments, both collaboratively and also sort of occasionally antagonistically, occasionally working against each other. That's a great work. I also am a big fan of John Adams' work, Hallelujah Junction, for two pianos, because I find what he was able to do with that particular piece is really get the instruments ringing off of each other. The sound waves can just build upon each other in a really wonderful way, and I think John Adams has really tapped into that with Hallelujah Junction. It's very satisfying to play.
How does this change the relationship or friendship that you and Jackie Parker have?
I think this deepens our friendship. There's nothing like finding a partner, a musical partner, in somebody that you already knew was a fun friend to be around. It's very satisfying, and it's rare. You know, the longer I spend making music with people, the more I realize how special it is to find that kind of relationship where you have that sort of understanding of the other's musicianship. And that's hugely rewarding. That's what this is all about. That's why we do this.
Orly Shaham, thank you very much.
My pleasure.